Meanwhile, Los Angeles mayoral candidate Emmanuel Pleitez had a news conference today to unveil a 7-point plan for the city. Members of his campaign say this plan will help him gain voters in the final stretch of the race. Jerome Campbell has the story.
Candidate Emmanuel Pleitez has an extensive background in business and politics, ranging from Goldman Sachs to serving under President Obama. Now that he is running for mayor, he hopes to bring his expertise to this position. But only a few months left in the race, many voters still don't know his name. So do you know who Emmanuel Pleitez is?
Actually, I do not know.
No, I do not know who Emmanuel Pleitez is.
I just saw the flyer today for the first time.
Pleitez says he has defined his campaign by reaching out to voters.
Since July, my team, a lot of them here, have knocked on 40,000 doors and made 150,000 phone calls.
And yet Pleitez remains behind the front runners, but he says he's not out yet.
I knock on your door once, you might be with me right away, you might not. You get the friend request that night on Facebook. You're like, interesting. A week goes by, you might look me up online. That's when it starts coming. So it's a process.
Pleitez's 7-point plan includes a $1 billion investment in low economic areas, as well as urban projects to lower traffic and eliminate fossil fuel usage. And he's winning over some converts. Jamie Gatton was at today's event. She told me she just heard about Pleitez 2 days ago.
Oh, it changed a lot. He has my full support and he has my vote till March 5th. And I agree with everything he said on his speech today. So I'm with him on that.
And his opponents are seeing the effects. According to a recent poll by SurveyUSA, Pleitez has gone up by 7% with Latino voters in the last month, while Garcetti has gone down by 13%.
You know, up until this last couple weeks, we weren't even mentioned in the press. The fact that we're, you know, breaking double digits in some parts of the city is crazy.
Pleitez isn't worried about the poll right now. He only cares about the results on March 5th. Jerome Campbell, Annenberg Radio News.